Radio program on KGO 810.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, that Vallejo kidnapping hoax takes a new turn. The kidnappers have come forward, anonymously anyway, and they're demanding an apology from the Vallejo Police Department. KGO 810's Kim McAllister explains.
The lawyer for Denise Huskins, whom police think helped orchestrate her own abduction for ransom, says she did no such thing. He says a series of emails sent to the San Francisco Chronicle and the woman's boyfriend show that the kidnappers are real and are still on the loose. The emails detail the kidnapping, including information about laser water guns that were used. The writer says the group of three is like an Ocean's 11 group of gentlemen criminals looking for their big score, but felt bad about the kidnapping and released Huskins. The latest message also indicates frustration with the Vallejo Police Department calling the kidnapping a hoax and demands an apology.
Vallejo PD not commenting, so it's not known if an apology was issued by today's noon deadline. It's a global problem. Researchers now say 10% of the smog settling in the Central Valley is coming from Asia, 6,000 miles away. Scientists at UC Davis sampled pollutants from a plane and a mountain near Point Sur, and they were able to identify the different characteristics and link them to their origins. The San Joaquin Valley has some of the most polluted air in the entire state. In Switzerland, nuclear talks with Iran are going to continue past the midnight deadline. This is White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
It also doesn't make sense, if we are getting serious engagement from the other side, to just abruptly end the talks based on this deadline.
There is at least one strong sign an agreement is near. Russia's foreign minister flew back to Switzerland to take part in the final leg of these talks. He'd previously said he wasn't coming back until there was a realistic chance of a deal. In Washington, President Barack Obama today vetoing Republican-backed legislation that would have blocked a new streamlined plan for union elections under the National Labor Relations Board. At the White House today, the president said the legislation deserved to be vetoed.
Part of what we want to do is to make sure that we give workers the capacity to have their voices heard, to have some influence in the workplace, to make sure that they're partners in building up the U.S. economy and that growth is broad-based.
We'll start with...
When it takes effect on April 14th, the new streamlined election process would allow certain documents to be filed electronically. It also generally delays legal challenges from employers, such as whether certain workers are eligible to vote, until after those workers have cast their ballots. Well, Google is unveiling its cheapest Chromebook yet, the company today introducing two versions of the laptop priced at $149. The move is an effort to undercut Microsoft's Windows franchise. Those cheaper Chromebooks come out as Microsoft rolls out a lower-priced tablet in its own effort to expand its share of that market. KGO 810's Clark Reed now with the latest from the tech blog.
Microsoft's just unveiled the latest version of their Surface 3 tablet. TheVerge.com says the $499 tablet may have cracked the code this time. It has an Intel Atom chip instead of an ARM processor. It'll run full Windows 8.1 and apps like the Surface Pro or a laptop. WhatsApp has been updated for Android. You can now make and receive voice calls. An iOS version will be out in a few weeks.
The Concord Naval Weapons Station is the new test site for the smart car of the future. KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley explains.
There's 20 miles of paved roads, two tunnels, so there's a variety of features that fit well with what the automakers need for the testing they need to do.
That's Ross Chittenden with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, which announced the new program Tuesday before insurance companies and automakers. Matt Schlauster is with Honda.
This is a secure facility. It's a controlled facility.
The proximity to research centers in Silicon Valley is also a plus as cars go to the next level.
They will talk to each other. They will talk to pedestrians.
The goal is a collision-free society.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather on the fives. KGO News time is 7:04.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. Northbound 880 at Mission Boulevard, you've got a two-vehicle bang-up there that's on the right shoulder. Pretty much cleared. Traffic still a bit stop-and-go back to Dixon Landing. Between Palo Alto and San Jose on southbound 101, it's still a bit heavy in pockets from Oregon Expressway down to Oakland Road, but particularly heavy from Lawrence Expressway to the Nimitz. Walnut Creek, 680 northbound at Ignacio Valley Road, a fender bender there was causing delays, but it looks like they're already getting that cleared up, so you've got minor setbacks as you're coming up. And in the city, eastbound on the Skyway, it's still heavy, but speeds do pick up nicely once you're on the lower deck out to Treasure Island. There's never been a better time to join the club at Black Oak Casino. Sign up and you can enjoy the $99 overnight sensation package with luxury room, free play, and dining. Book it today at winatblackoak.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, if your allergies hated today, they won't be any happier on Wednesday. Breezy to windy conditions, temperatures in the upper 50s to low 70s. From there, it gets warmer. But KGO 810 meteorologist Sandy Patel is absolutely giddy over the prospect of some April showers.
Sunny streak continues Thursday and Friday. The biggest difference is it's going to be a little bit milder. Sunday, a cold front comes through, which is on Easter, and we do have a chance of showers here in the Bay Area. On Tuesday of next week, there's another opportunity for seeing showers with a different system. It's a slight chance.
Now, Sandia is calling for rain on Easter Sunday. Mike Nico says it's going to be dry, so we're going with a 50-50 chance. Right now, it is 63 in Oakland, 61 in San Jose, 60 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Let's just get right to it. The Comedy Central roast of Bieber, Martha Stewart, gives Justin some tips on surviving prison.
Let's get to the reason I'm here tonight, which is to give Justin Bieber some tips to use when he inevitably ends up in prison. I've been in lockup, and you wouldn't last a week, so pay attention. The first thing you'll need is a shank. I made mine out of a pintail comb and a pack of gum. I found Bubblicious works best, and it's so much fun to say. You see, when I did my stretch, all the hood rats on my cell block wanted to break off a piece of Martha Stewart's ass, so I decided some bitch needed to get got. I walked into the chow hall, picked out the biggest bull dyke, and I stuck her. From then on, prison was easier than making blueberry scones. Shaq, I hope your mom doesn't still hold a grudge.
I have to tell you, so he wanted to be roasted. They lit up his ass all night long.
We had some of those jokes last night.
Yeah, we did, as people were tweeting them from the East Coast and messing up everybody's, TV viewing. But that's okay. They're still fun. We've got them, in case you didn't see the show.
Her delivery was better than mine.
She's good.
She is.
Martha's
good.
A hoot. All right. So let me see. Today is the day before April Fool's Day. Coming up, we'll tell you some pranks that could cause a breakup or make you lose your job. One or the other.
Whoa.
Yes. Five more days until Easter. I forgot it's Good Friday. It's on the way.
Coming up.
Yeah.
I sent off my Easter package to Nana today.
I saw what you said on the tweet. Yes. Let's make it a great Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Why
we
not?
We can do better than good.
Yes, we're going to make it great because we're working. 12 more days until the Game of Thrones and 15 more days. We have to say this now.
Yeah.
Until your taxes are due.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah,
I just got them done. I just signed away yesterday.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, you know, it's such a pain in the ass, but isn't it a big feeling of accomplishment when it's done? But it just blows.
It always is.
And there's only one thing I agree with all of the Republican candidates, and that's let's get rid of the IRS. That's it. It's a very short list. It's a list of one. It's a listicle of one.
That's the only group or entity that you hate so much that they should be blown from the planet.
Well, I don't hate anybody from the IRS because I have to pay my taxes, and I think everybody should pay their fair, you know, their
you should be happy to pay your fair share and be an, it's the American thing to do. Yes.
But why don't we just get down with the flat tax and just take what you want and stop filling out the damn forms and making all these attorneys and accountants rich, please?
That's true. At least make it easier for crying in the soup. I'm always kind of like, well, I hope I did that right. I don't know because I'm not a, freaking math major genius.
Do you wait until the last
CPA.
Second? You obviously are waiting until the last second. Do you have an accountant or you line
bad.
Up? You queue up at the H&R Block.
I'm probably just going to TurboTax it again. It's fine. Whatever. I really do get to the point of going, whatever.
Speaking of some good news, 6 more days until the A's opener and 13 more days until the Giants' big opening day here in San Francisco. Coming up, we're going to be talking about promposals. Love promposals. You know, we were talking about this earlier. It's like, didn't know this was a big deal. I mean, everything's got to be on a grand, spectrum now. It's a grand spectrum and a big stage.
You're just a little kid. What's with the grand gesture?
Well, don't call them little kids. I don't think that's very nice. They're young adults. But nonetheless, I love the kid in Milpitas who rode in on the horse in his toga.
I just said no. What are you doing?
He got suspended. But I asked Brett. Brett thinks he got the date. I guess they'll be having their prom somewhere else other than the school.
At a dude ranch, apparently. God.
Well, so what if Caesar comes walking down the hall on a horse? Do you say yes or no in a toga?
In a toga.
In a toga.
And it's Greek.
Yes, and it's Greek.
I don't
Never
know.
Looked
I'm just
at
like,
it that way.
We assumed he asked a girl to go. We shouldn't.
Well, that's true, which brings us to hashtag big gay, and the backlash continues.
Oh, my gosh. That is the best thing that happened all day.
Yeah, so it was bad enough with Indiana and all of their silliness with the Religious Freedom Act. Now, of course, you know, somebody else had to jump on board, Kansas, and they just seem to do it. They seem to be doing it for spite. I love some of the tweets that are coming out of Arkansas. You know it's bad when Walmart hates it. They're headquartered there. Yeah.
Good for them. So yeah. Well, and a lot of people, the backlash continues to go on. It's actually gathering steam, it seems like. I just read that, Megan Mullally and her husband Nick Offerman have a comedy tour this summer. They're like, we just took Indiana stop off of the schedule. And I believe the show that he was on, Parks and Rec, takes place in Indiana.
Sure, lots of people are
stopping.
You have to
pretend to love it on TV, but not in real life.
And the NCAA, the Final Four, is this weekend. So,
they're still there.
They're still there because it's too late to back out. But I can tell you, if it would be a month ago, they would have backed out
but
for sure.
But it's their home, too. I don't think
I
they
understand,
can...
but I don't know.
Anyway, this is big news. Ruhaha. If you're a fan or whether you're a fan or not, you know Wilco, they took out their stops of Indiana this summer or whenever the tour gets through there. So that's just a big, big deal. And it seems to...
And I have a very good friend who, I worked with for years, who his name is Big Dog, of course. Well, it's the land of the Razorbacks. He lives in Arkansas. And
let's call him.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him because he's, people are pissed off about this. They don't want to be labeled... bigots down there, or racists, or any of those things.
They don't?
No, they don't.
Because they act like they do want to be
called
that.
Well, it does seem that way, but apparently the governor doesn't want anything to do with it. The House and the Senate in the state, that's a different story. But don't you love how today, what's his name, Pence, Governor Pence, in Indiana, he's like, I guess the Indianapolis newspaper had half a page headline, change this now. So he held a press conference at lunchtime and said, I think we do need to change it now. The backlash is getting to them. With, Angie's List and, as you said, all of these billion-dollar companies.
Force.
Yes,
everybody's
backing
like,
out.
We're not spending our money there.
No haterade.
You
we're
know,
not
I
having
heard
the
that in Indiana at lunchtime, everyone tuned to that press conference. So there's like bars where there's shooting pool and they usually have sports on or Jeopardy or something like that. Everybody was listening to the governor.
All right. I've got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get another big day. Today is hashtag Trans Day of Visibility. We're going to talk about that with Charlotte Tate. And Ron Burgundy gives Justin Bieber backhanded compliments from the Comedy Central roast from last night. Coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Right now, let's check in with Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW in Mountain View, northbound 101 after North Shoreline Boulevard. You got a solo vehicle spin out there. It's blocking the third lane from the left, and it's got traffic pushing back to Ellis Street now. Southbound 101 along the peninsula in South Bay, still trying to unwind. It's particularly bumper to bumper from just after Lawrence Expressway in Santa Clara to 87. Fremont, northbound 880 at Mission Boulevard, a two-vehicle accident there that's been on the right shoulder for a long time now, still keeping it bumper-to-bumper, almost to Dixon Landing. Traffic is moving, but it is slow. And in the Sonoma area, 37 eastbound, it is still very heavy from just after Lakeville Road all the way over to Skaggs Island Road. Weatherford BMW Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Could you withstand a $500,000 or more hit to your retirement savings? For many, that can mean the difference between a comfortable retirement and poverty. And yet the odds that you may someday get this hit are uncomfortably high. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That's 7 out of 10 of us. And since neither health insurance nor Medicare will actually pay for most long-term care costs, you're on your own. I'm Ron Owens, telling you about long-term care insurance. Greg O'Donnell and the experts at O'Donnell Financial Group specialize in long-term care insurance as part of their holistic approach to your overall wealth management. Call Greg today at 866-496-2300 and see if long-term care insurance is the right fit for you. They can help you design a plan that's reasonable and affordable. Call today, 866-496-2300, or go online to O'DonnellFinancial.com.
If you ever wish you could take all of your DVR shows with you wherever you go, well, now you can with the X1 DVR from Xfinity. You can stream or download your DVR shows to any device and watch them from anywhere. For a limited time, switch to Xfinity from Comcast for only $89.99 a month for a whole year and add X1 DVR service for $10 a month for 12 months. Plus, ask how you can get a $500 prepaid card or a free Samsung tablet. Call 800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Offer ends April 12th. Restrictions apply. You should know that the biggest week in television history returns April 6th. During Xfinity Watchathon Week, enjoy your all-access pass to full seasons of TV's hottest shows for free, only with Xfinity On Demand. Xfinity on the X1 Entertainment Operating System offers a revolutionary cloud-based DVR that lets you watch your personal DVR library from anywhere. Now everyone in the family can enjoy their favorite shows in any room or on the go. Plus, you'll have access to big new releases, including Hot Tub Time Machine 2, The Boy Next Door, and The Gambler this month. Call 800-XFINITY today.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, so back to Comedy Central for a second, and it's obviously Will Ferrell playing the part of Ron Burgundy, giving it to Justin Bieber in a backhanded way.
I've always encouraged people to stay classy. And what's more classy than hanging out with Floyd Mayweather? Would I love to see Biebs spending time with Oscar Pistorius? Of course I would, but that day will come. People refer to Mr. Bieber as a kid or a boy. But here's a newsflash, gang. He's a man. A full-grown man who works and loves and makes things with his hands. A man who sings songs for 9-year-olds and cuts his hair like a gay figure skater.
All right, more of that to come all night long on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Okay, so as I mentioned, today is hashtag Trans Day of Visibility, and we have our guest on the line to talk about it. It is Charlotte Tate, who is a San Francisco State University psychologist. Charlotte, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, would you like to explain exactly with what's going on today with Trans Day of Visibility?
Basically, Trans Day of Visibility is a way for transgender spectrum folks to basically kind of remind people that we're still here, we've always been here, and that there are struggles that people need to pay attention to that we're a part of.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot of attention now, I think more so with the transgender community than there has been in a long time. Am I right about that?
I think you're right about that, and I think there's much more of a sort of a clearer picture of what's happening with transgender spectrum folks. I think in previous decades, a lot of that was rolled into gay and lesbian visibility, so trans folks were kind of erased or at least not as visible as they are now.
Right. Would you like to explain that to people who don't understand? I mean, I know we're in the Bay Area, and you would think that 99% of the people do, but for the people listening around the world, yes, exactly. You know, it's not necessarily a gay or a straight thing. Well, labels are for cans, is what I always say. So, yeah, where would you go with that?
Well, I think that really being transgender spectrum is it's a sense of self, and it's a sense of self with respect to labels that we use for gender. So people label themselves as women, label themselves as men, and then there are other people who label themselves as both simultaneously, and there are some who label themselves as neither. And so basically the transgender spectrum is trying to collect all of those people who have each of those labels, but who weren't necessarily assigned to those labels at birth.
Well, there is, they recall a persistent and long-term sense of discord, I would call it. Often this begins in early childhood and trying to determine the sense of oneself, right? And what their sex characteristics are, the gender they're grouped with in high school, and how they're expected to behave. And that's got to be somewhat traumatic, I would think, for most people.
It is, and that's, I think, in part why one sees very high rates of suicide among trans spectrum youth. And because it is very traumatic to not be able to live as your authentic self and have all of the wrong labels and wrong expectations put onto you from an early age, and then sometimes feeling like there's no real effective way to make yourself visible or known to even your close family members or people that you care about in high school.
That's true. There's not a lot of, what do I want to say, I guess role models. It seems like coming out as gay has become rather, I don't want to oversimplify, but people have a much easier time doing it these days than, say, 20 or 30 years ago. But those strides haven't been made for people who are transgender, right? I mean, we need more role models, I'd think.
Well, I think that's part of it, and that's part of exactly why Trans Day of Visibility exists in the way that it does, is to try to give role models. But there's also an important difference that in order to basically come out as gay, lesbian, bisexual, part of what you're also doing is basically then also being able to signal to other people, hey, like, you're part of my attraction set. Like, I'm not attracted to this group of people. I'm attracted to this group of people. Whereas for coming out as trans or, you know, kind of identifying oneself that way, it doesn't necessarily have the same consequences because we know that trans is it's a profile. It's a way of talking about where people were started with labels and where they are themselves with those labels. So it doesn't really have the same consequence of you're not necessarily going to attract people to you because of that. But I think you're exactly right. We still do need people who can say, hey, this is my experience, so that there is room to talk about it, so that people in small towns and big cities can understand that this is a real experience. And it's always actually been there throughout human history, so far as we can tell. Yeah. And we need to be able to have people who can basically say, hey, this is the experience, and this is the part that I can tell you about it. So that way, younger folks can feel more empowered to actually live their authentic lives.
Perfect word. Does
You know what? And let me ask you this. By the way, 808-0810, if you have anything to add or if you have any questions about hashtag Trans Day of Visibility. I have friends who live in Thailand, and, you know, they don't put labels on people or things, especially when it comes to sexuality over there. Things are referred, you know, for instance, lady man is a very common term. Mm. Would you say, how would you classify that? I'm sure you're familiar with this. Would you say that's transsexual, transgender? Where would you place that?
Well, I would place, and again, I think and probably in some ways it's not the best translation. It's probably not something that is actually in Thai as that's meant. But I would describe that as transgender, because I think transgender as an experience and as a profile or kind of a label that is a useful label, it's trying to collect all of the experiences that exist where people are trying to say, this is who I authentically am, despite what other labels might exist or what other labels I might have been given.
Well, I think what's interesting and what goes on over there in that part of the world, in Asia, is that it's very commonplace and you see it on television all the time. So it's just like part of its everyday existence. You know, it's something that's very, of course, we have Orange is the New Black, which I think is helping. And by the way, I wanted to ask you if you had any comments about, what about Bruce Jenner? I mean, we've got to bring him into the mix if he or she is going through that process.
Right, and I think that part of how we are talking about Bruce Jenner is, I think, an illustration of just how far we need to go. Still potentially misgendering Bruce Jenner. Also not really allowing a space for that person to be able to talk about their own experience. Rather, it's tabloids, it's a news story, it's sensationalism. It's not even really allowing Bruce to have a place to talk about who Bruce is.
Right, and before we wrap up here, Charlotte, I just wanted to ask you how you and others may feel, and of course, well, you could just speak for yourself, because it seems to me that part of the heat that he or she is taking, and he's a he until he declares himself a she, I suppose, you know, the fact that there may be a series or a documentary or a program behind this, does it matter?
In terms of Bruce Jenner's experience?
Yes, as, you know, as he goes through this transformation.
Well, I think, I mean, I in terms of whether that is ultimately going to be helpful for people, I don't know the answer to that. I think one can always think about how it is possible to have representations like there are, even though they're fictionalized and transparent or in Orange is the New Black, that at least allow people to have some kind of access to information about these experiences. And the more fictionalized they get, the more sensationalized they get, the farther from reality they become, of course.
Right.
So I think that's an issue that needs to be addressed.
But, well, thank you for addressing it. And once again, it is hashtag Trans Day of Visibility. Charlotte Tate, thank you very much for talking to us this evening. And have a great weekend and a great holiday.
Thank
you very much.
Thanks, Doctor.
Okay. All right. Now, we've got a lot more going on. And when we come back, are we going to get to the You're in Love with the Narcissist and more of the roast?
You're in love with me?
Did you hear the big news today about the narcissists? Yeah, no more. Yes, they're being banned in arenas all over the place.
Well, you can't bring them to Coachella.
That's
right.
I'm so
glad you brought that up.
Yeah. The narcissists,
don't bring your selfie stick to Coachella. And I
not
believe
allowed.
They're saying that it's a hazard.
Well, not only
but
that.
But it's lame.
And so I hear in my earpiece and chit-chat all day, they're about to be banned from stadiums. We know which ones they are and other arenas. Yeah. Okay, I got to take a break and we'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
7:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour.
Screams, oh my God, in several different languages were heard.
Cell phone video of the final horrifying minutes of that German plane crash. A German and French newspaper are reporting a cell phone has been found at the crash site in the French Alps. A cell phone that reportedly reveals in some agonizing detail what the 150 people on board Germanwings Flight 9525 went through.
About 35 minutes after takeoff, as the plane rapidly descends, the captain bangs the cockpit door, desperately trying to get in. The video captures metallic banging more than three times. Alarms were triggered in the cockpit. Screams, oh my God, in several different languages were heard. The scene was so chaotic, it was hard to identify people, but the sounds of the screaming passengers made it perfectly clear that they were aware of what was about to happen to them. 38 minutes after takeoff, the plane, now at 13,000 feet, the co-pilot is only heard breathing steadily. 2 minutes later, investigators believe they hear the plane's right wing scrape a mountain. That sound also captured on cell phone video. Then the cabin abruptly jerks. The screams intensify, then silence.
That's aviation correspondent Michelle Marsh. Gentrification is changing San Francisco's Mission District. 8,000 Latinos have left the colorful neighborhood over the past decade, and city leaders aren't happy about the shift.
Latinos used to make up about half of the Mission District's population. Now that number is less than 40%. Supervisor David Campos says it's a wake-up call.
We're going to find ourselves in a situation where, in this case, the Mission will no longer be the Mission because it's people that make the Mission.
He says steps need to be taken.
The reason why so many people are leaving is because the housing is not affordable.
The study shows thousands of new families making over $100,000 per year have entered the Mission.
That is KGO 810's Kristen Haynes. A motor voter law is getting new interest as a way of boosting voter registration, and this comes at a time when voter tastes are changing.
43% of registered voters are now Democrats, 28% Republicans, and nearly 24% say they have no party preference. The ranks have been boosted lately by those aged 18 to 24. Why the switch? Animosity between the major players can be a turnoff.
But the real problem is that the parties aren't cultivating relationships. You don't see the parties going out so much in recruiting new voters, young people.
Kim Alexander runs the California Voter Foundation. We saw record low turnout last cycle.
Oh, what a guy won't do for a girl. The prom proposal may have trumped the big night out itself, and now it seems young men are digging deep, i.e. spending plenty to make the right pitch. Here's KGO 810's Katie Lever.
Hopefully it's a yes.
It better be at an average of $324 just for the elaborate proposal. That's what a nationwide survey by Visa found.
Here in the Bay Area, the average cost of a promposal is over $340 just to ask your date to the dance.
American teens spend an average $919 on prom, and dads outspend moms by 63%. A 17-year-old Milpitas High boy dressed in a Caesar-like toga was just suspended for riding a horse onto high school grounds to get that yes.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:34.
Hello there, I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, New Pain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpain.com or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard windows.
It is time again for traffic on the fives, and for that we head to the KGO Traffic Center and Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. I want to just advise folks to be careful, please, going across the Carquinez Bridge. Apparently, high winds are still an issue right now. Traffic's been jammed from about midspan almost to the off-ramp to 29, and high winds also across the Bay Bridge. Eastbound 80 in particular has been a little bit slow from Treasure Island to the tolls, and somewhat across the lower deck, but not quite as bad. Though the Skyway in the city eastbound direction is still jammed from 101 up to about Fremont. All right. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Our gusty winds not helping our situation with the allergies. We do have gusty winds out there, and they're not going to ease up until Thursday at the soonest. So tomorrow we're going to keep it breezy to windy. Morning starts out a little on the gusty side as well. Low 40s to low 50s for your Wednesday. I would grab a jacket if I were you and bundle up the kids.
Afternoon temperatures, though, in the upper 50s to low 70s. And depending on who you talk to, there is a 50-50 chance of rain on Easter Sunday. Right now, around the Bay Area, 62 degrees in Walnut Creek, 68 in Fairfield, 54 in Half Moon Bay, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John Lobertini. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. We talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10, live and local in the Bay and around the world. Go to KGOradio.com and download the app. The narcissistic, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're really into selfies like me, you probably have a selfie stick, the best way to take a selfie with your friends. But why would I want that?
She's right, you know. Selfies are about one thing, yourself. That's why there's the new Narcissistic. It looks like a selfie stick, and your friends will think it's a selfie stick. But Narcissistic automatically photoshops your friends out of the picture.
I like the sound of that.
Social media is all about you and your awesome, superior life. So why include others when you're at a great party?
Duck face!
Or on a way cool vacation.
Look, I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge and you're not.
Narcissistic, the self-extending arm that's all about you. New from EcoCo.
Don't fall in, everybody. All right, and speaking of narcissism, we didn't get to this last night because we were on overload, show overload. So tonight, you're in love with a narcissist. Are you ready, Heather Shove?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This is very revealing.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Actually, I think that it is. It's very revealing. In the beginning, they love bomb you. Yes. Narcissists are very, very good at turning on the charm when they first meet you. As far as they're concerned, you know, you're just the most gorgeous thing ever on the face of the earth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but don't get used to those compliments or those pricey dinners that they treat you to for very long.
I'm starting to realize I may have dated a narcissist.
Well, because this behavior is called love bombing, and I think you know what it is. But with a narcissist,
would love a love bomb.
Yeah, but the smothering, the razzle-dazzle display has nothing to do with you. You are merely the supply source of whatever the narcissist wants at the time, i.e. sex, money, status, youth, or all of the above. Once he or she has you, the love you will, you know, feel will morph into control and denigration.
Yikes. Oh, my God. Another sign that you're in love with a narcissist is that they do grand sweeping gestures. Oh, that's their strong suit. So say you're out with a bunch of your friends. The narcissist may pick up the dinner tab and act more than happy to do so. It bolsters their own grandiose self-image. And while they're doing it, they're most likely scanning the group to taking notes to see how this can elevate their own status and or just their own self-image that they have of themselves.
Right. You know, and that's an interesting thing. I've never really thought about that. But there are always... And even if you're out, it doesn't have to be a man and a woman. It could be, you know, evenly split, whatever. Sometimes, it's in my past experience, there's always one person that insists on picking it up. Now, if it's the company, I'm cool with that. But I never really thought about it before. Now I'm going
to
think twice about it.
The company isn't trying to get you into bed.
I can tell you I'm not the narcissist. I won't be raising my hand. Although I do my fair share. Okay. Of helping with the bill, at least. So, number three, they can't admit when they're wrong. Well, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. Naturally, the right way is always the narcissist's way. And the wrong way, just by default, is your way of admitting when one is wrong. And if you try to follow through on orders, you know, the narcissist barks, then you'll still be doing it wrong, even though it's what they say. That rings a bell.
The narcissist, unbelievable.
Yeah, the narcissist will publicly lambaste you or anyone who dares to do something not precisely to his or her liking.
I think the adjunct of this is they can't say they're sorry. And so therefore it has to be your fault and you need to figure out what you did to make the situation so horrible because of their refusal to say they're sorry. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Then you need to figure out what your part in it was or something like that.
Well, especially.
Well, you. What? You know, like you aren't allowed to say that to me. Don't say, well, I participated somehow, you know?
Especially when it's in front of other people.
Ugh.
Or public. Ugh. I mean, you know what? Even if it's the neighbors or friends or family, it still is wrong.
It's
narcissism.
It's more wrong if it's public like that. Okay, number four sign that you may be in love with or dating a narcissist is that they're envious of your relationship with others. Now,
yes.
Be sure and listen to this hallmark of it, because at first they'll go, oh, that's so great how you're so close with your friends and your parents. You have such a good relationship. They'll give that lip service. But the next thing you know, here comes the wave of criticism of those same people soon following. And it's about their wanting to control you, have you all to themselves, and to sort of, you know, separate you from those other people. Like, did you see the way your mom looked at your shoes? I don't think she likes, you know, stuff like that that's really toxic.
Totally agree. And I think that everybody who lives in the Bay can check this one right off the list. The narcissist lives for the likes. Constantly updating their Facebook status. Yes, and they're much more likely to exhibit, you know, narcissistic traits. So if you're currently coupled up with a narcissist, be prepared to have your Facebook newsfeed flooded with humble brag statuses and photo posts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what more affirmation you need.
Constant pictures of self, talking about workouts. Let's see, wait, what's another one? Oh, just another day at my job, and like something really glamorous is happening that probably only happens two times a year, you know, like, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
Tough to be me.
And by
oh
the way.
Oh, my God.
And we just played it. The selfie.
The stick. They own the stick.
The selfie stick. Yeah.
Okay.
Either.
And then this one's a little more involved and confusing, but number six sign that you're with a narcissist, their brand of empathy is self-motivated. So it's a little trickier to spot. Most people on the narcissistic spectrum, realize it is a spectrum, don't have complete lack of empathy for others. It's just that they're far too concerned with their own preoccupations, needs, and fears to show it. When they do express empathy, there's usually some ulterior motive to doing so. And again, they'll seem like amazing listeners, but it's probably just to get you into bed or get whatever they want.
By the way, warning that, you know, warning signs we're talking about that you're in love with the narcissist. Conversations are very one-sided. Good luck getting a word in edgewise. while having a conversation with a narcissist, dominating the conversation even when the topic relates entirely to you. This is a hallmark trait. It really
wait,
is.
Wait, I have something to say.
Kidding. Yes. Yeah, they may fake interest and feign interest in your picks or your bracket or whatever, but they don't give a damn. Over time, you'll notice this. I mean, you know, it's just simple conversation. It's one-sided.
And the number eight sign, you're in love with a narcissist or with one. Well, they're really, really ridiculously good looking.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
alarm
you?
Bells going off. No, that would be, that's my experience.
Okay.
All you have to do is look at that horrible picture. I look like a gnome that you just tweeted out on Twitter. A Generation Drex. Oh, my God. I have my hoodie on, and I'm carrying my bag and, you know, the show prep. You know, it's just like we have this staging area before you go on the air, and I'm standing there because I've got all this crap.
Oh, my God. Do look at our Twitter handle is at Generation Drex. And I got him talking because I was like, don't move. Don't move. I've got to take a picture of you right now because you look ridiculous.
I got to get my man bag in here along with 3 hours of show.
You look like your own
hoodie.
Coat rack. You
I
have
know,
your hoodie
right.
on
right.
over your hood.
Yes.
You've got your man bag hanging from
water
one
bottle.
Hand.
Yeah.
The only thing that I wished I could have done to make that picture better was to splash some water on your crotch so you would look really ridiculous.
And I'm wearing brown pants today, and I did that with my water bottle when I was coming out of the men's bathroom up on the direct executive level of this place. And a woman passed me, she's like, gave me that look like, yikes.
Why did it have to land right there?
Really? Well, go ahead, look at the picture, then you'll know I'm not a narcissist. Yes, your needs and requests don't matter. If you're in love with someone who's a narcissist, your needs will always come second because they're too busy assessing what they need from you to see you as a whole, a separate person with your own needs and desires. Everything is an extension of them. Expressing those needs feels like a threat to the narcissist, so good luck with it.
All right. So if you're in love with a narcissist,
you know.
We just helped you identify with it. But
now you
it's
know.
Up to you to go get help.
Boy, I got to tell you, the one with the alarm bells is they're really, really ridiculously good looking. Because how many times haven't we all fallen into that trap? That's the person we run to when the liquor starts flowing. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we wake up. Now, don't we? Let me
ask you this question.
And you're like, oh, I just fed myself to the narcissist's big hungry mouth.
I have a big, big old trivia question for you now. So someone made a March Madness style bracket to determine, quote, the most 90s band of all time.
Oh, I love it.
The most 90s band of all time.
But like the bracket, you could just win by luck.
You could.
90s.
It's one group.
EMF.
One band. I know you say EMF.
But
Who
they
is
have
it?
To have done a lot of hits.
Who is it? No, not really. I'll give you a clue. No.
R.E.M.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't have a lot
I'm
of
sticking
hits.
Sticking with bands that only have three initials.
Okay. I'll tell you next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. First, let's check in with the Traffic Center and Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. Westbound 92 at the San Mateo Bridge tolls. You got construction up there, and it is making it a bit slower getting through, but no slowdowns at all once you're on the bridge. Now, Alamo, 680 northbound at Stone Valley Road, a truck there dropped a couch in the far right lane, and close by, I'm getting information that there's more unspecified furniture. Santa Clara and San Jose southbound 101, just a heads up for you. It's still jammed from Bowers Avenue to 87. And eastbound 80 in Fairfield at Manuel Compost Parkway, they're still clearing debris out of the road there from an earlier accident. Traffic is solid to just before Airbase Parkway. Catch the Cashnado at Black Oak Casino Resort. Enter the $5,000 cash cube every Friday and Saturday with your chance to win at least $10,000 on Saturdays and a bonus $25,000 drawing on April 25th. Only at Black Oak. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
These days, the word loyalty, when applied to a grocery store, brings to mind a keychain loaded with little plastic cards and robust data tracking. This is Dan Bain of Trader Joe's. We know that loyalty doesn't come from a special card or a so-called reward you receive when you spend your hard-earned dollars in a store. At Trader Joe's, we would never test your loyalty by printing out a 3-foot-long scroll of coupons for money off things the next time you shop in our stores. We reward your loyalty by pricing our products as low as they can go every single day. No coupons or club cards needed, ever. At Trader Joe's, we believe loyalty is something we have to earn every day with every customer. So we focus on offering the best values on terrific foods and beverages every day in every corner of every one of our stores. The reward? You spend less money on the things you need and want every day. For the location of your neighborhood Trader Joe's, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. And thanks for listening.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Jeff Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place. There's no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol. Feeling good. Lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Sure, you can get an avocado 365 days a year. But you can only get a California avocado for a few delicious months. And as much as we'd like to harvest fruit all year, we only pick our avocados when they've reached their full delicious potential. So next time you're at your local retailer, be sure to look for California on the label. Available now at Whole Foods.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I had the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top-brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit SleepWorld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Well, I've got one word for you. Proactive. There's a huge reason Proactive is the number one acne treatment in the country. It totally works. Prescription-grade Proactive heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And I'm telling you, it's time to get it because Proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number, so get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, and it's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-543-3313. Got it? Good. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-543-3313. 1-800-543-3313.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Strap it on. Strap it on and head to Indiana. Strap it on and head to Arkansas. I feel so bad for my great buddy. He's been a long time, lifelong best friend, and he lives in Little Rock. Mm. Oh, the house of the devil. At least today. My God, you know, and we'll talk to him after the top of the hour. We're not going to get into this riffra rickrack. It's just such garbage in depth politically. I mean, I'm not going to go insane about it.
We did the in-depth last night.
Yeah, I mean, we did the in-depth, but I want to talk to him. What the hell's going on down there in Arkansas? Because, you know, all of a sudden today, Indiana is backstepping. And they're trying to slide back away from this because of the huge backlash across the country. And I love one of the biggest trending things today is hashtag big gay.
Oh, my gosh. It is hilarious.
So much fun.
I opened up Twitter when I got here, and I'm like, what's big gay?
What is big gay?
Yeah, I go digging for it. You know, sometimes a hashtag, you know, takes on this life of its own, and you're not even sure what the topic is. But I sourced it, and it goes back to this nut job, Brian Fisher. If you want to see his tweets yourself, but he's getting retweeted a lot. He's at Brian with a Y, J Fisher with a C, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. And he's the host of Focal Point Radio on AFR Talk Network. I'm going to assume that's American Family Radio or something like that.
God knows.
Unwittingly coined this great term, big gay, a la big business, big oil, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's this thing that's ruining your life. So one of his tweets was, if Indiana amends RFRA, we'll be saying to every Christian vendor, we will not defend you against big gay, period. Indiana to Christian wedding vendors, in any conflict between you and big gay, we're coming down on the side of big gay. And he just goes on and on. He's insane. So everybody's retweeting him and laughing their butts off. It's just, it's great stuff. It's comedy. You can't write this.
No, you can't.
Can't make it up.
You can't make it up. So we'll talk about it. And also, by the way, we got a lot of things going on. For instance, tomorrow's April Fool's Day. That can get you in a lot of trouble and cause a breakup. Yeah, you need to be careful. And then have you ever known anybody lose their job over April Fool's pranks?
Gosh, no. I almost lost an entire family, though.
Yeah, but we'll get to that. I've got friends and family and significant others. By the way, yes, I have to pay this off for sure. So, what is the most 90s band of all time?
I'm lost. I gave you two, so I'm lost.
Well, you were pretty close.
weren't
too far off.
My bracket's good?
Yeah, someone made a March Madness-style bracket to determine the most 90s band of all time. And after 2 weeks and six rounds of voting, this particular one that I'm going to play for you came out on top. They beat out the Spice Girls.
Ooh.
And also in there were the Smashing Pumpkins, when I think of 90s, Hootie and the Blowfish, Stone Temple Pilots, Boyz II Men,
Spin Doctors,
TLC. No, Chili Pepper's not on the list.
They have too much staying power to be a 90s
somebody
band.
Somebody just asked me. Let me see. NSYNC, Soul Asylum, Live, and Bush. And oh, by the way, all these groups had some okay songs.
Soundgarden.
But I just thought the 90s was a horrible, horrible decade for music.
Oh, you hush now. Was it Soundgarden?
Except for this one. This was
Nirvana.
The most 90s band of all time. No, you would think they'd be in there. Actually, yeah. That was great. Here we go.
Tomorrow we can drive around this town.
I did say this.
Let the cops chase us around.
Did say Jim Blossom?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Pull the tape back. I love this song. And by the way,
I really love
the Gin Blossoms, yes.
Poor Gin Blossoms.
And Smashing Pumpkins. Well, how could I not?
They played Bottle Rock
Live
last
and
year.
Bush, I did, so yeah, I was a big fan. Okay, I'm sorry.
I just said they played Bottle Rock last year. Apparently
nice.
It was really good. But, you know, they lost a member right after they got famous. You know,
Okay. All right, well then.
Not to be unpleasant, it's just true.
Let's get back to the Belieber Bieber roast that went on last night on Comedy Central. We'll play you some of that, and we'll go to Arkansas Live with my buddy Big Dog on KGOA 10.
These days, the word loyalty, when applied to a grocery store, brings to mind a keychain loaded with little plastic cards and robust data tracking. This is Dan Bain of Trader Joe's. We know that loyalty doesn't come from a special card or a so-called reward you receive when you spend your hard-earned dollars in a store. At Trader Joe's, we would never test your loyalty by printing out a 3-foot-long scroll of coupons for money off things the next time you shop in our stores. We reward your loyalty by pricing our products as low as they can go every single day. No coupons or club cards needed, ever. At Trader Joe's, we believe loyalty is something we have to earn every day with every customer. So we focus on offering the best values on terrific foods and beverages every day in every corner of every one of our stores. The reward? You spend less money on the things you need and want every day. For the location of your neighborhood Trader Joe's, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. And thanks for listening.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol. alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Jeff Dunway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place with no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol. Feeling good. Lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting